What's up, guys? Welcome to the second episode of my podcast. Here today, I'm with my best friend, Kelly Peterek.
Hi, guys.
And we're going to be doing our top three travel destinations. So I'm going to kick it off with my number three, which is kind of a strange one, but I think it needs to be said. My number three travel destination is Egypt.
Why?
Because I want to see the pyramids.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, don't you think that that's, like, a really, like, interesting part of, like, ancient history that you'd want to see, like, in your real life? It's kind of like the Aztecs and that whole thing, but...
That's like, very fair. Okay.
The pyramids are huge. Like, I want to see that.
How do you think they made them?
I don't know, okay? I'm assuming...
Aliens.
Aliens, that's right. I'm actually watching, like, when I'm really tired at night, I watch this series called Aliens on Netflix.
Of course you do. I'm not surprised.
And they were talking about all, like, how the gods have come down, like, from... that are aliens, and it's just really funny.
Do you know what would happen to my pale skin if I set foot in the desert?
That's true. You can never go to Egypt.
No.
For reference, guys, Kelly is probably one of the most pale person I know. She's super pretty and has beautiful freckles, but she's very pale and does not tan well.
That segues well into my number three, which is Ireland. Constantly rainy, constantly cloudy.
You've been to Ireland.
Only have to wear SPF 50. I would survive.
I can't believe that is your travel destination.
Well, like. Okay. Think about it.
Your entire family's from there.
Yeah, I know. I've been there 16 times for reference. The bars, the pubs, the accents, the Guinness, the Connemara, the sheep.
The boys? Are they not cute?
They're cute.
Okay. The sheep? Did you say the sheep?
But on a more important note, the
sheep. The animals are a big top highlight,
cows,
right?
Cow Am I right? Pies, yes.
I actually would really like to go to Ireland. I want to go to Ireland with you, though.
Yes.
Like, with your family. I think that would... I think me on my own in Ireland would just not be fun.
You can watch my dad do his fake Irish accent and the locals incredibly upset.
Oh my gosh. That's probably so funny.
Yep.
Okay, moving on to the number two spot. For me, I'm still in Europe, but my number two is Greece. I really want to go to Greece. Just something about, like, that blue water and, like, the beaches with the, like, beautiful towns up on the hill. Like, it's just so pretty in pictures. I have to see it in person.
Well, that was going to be my number one. So,
okay.
I agree. Uh-huh. Greece. I really want to go and see, like, all the monuments, all the history. It's kind of my Egypt. I feel like it's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, history, that's going to be my tour book, guidebook.
Yeah.
Guided tour.
I feel like out of anywhere in the world, I take the most pictures in Greece than anywhere else. Like, I would see a plant on the side of the road and be like, oh my gosh, that's so pretty. Gotta take a picture.
The thing is, if Steph and I travel together, there's gonna be two types of girls. There's gonna be Steph, who's looking cute in a sundress with her little, like, floppy hat and her camera. And there's me in my Tevas, in my sports shirt, with my sunglasses
okay,
and bucket hat.
I think you're more of an adventurer. I'm more of a vacationer. But right. I do love to adventure. Like, I love to explore, but I think you're more of the...
So I'll carry around the guidebook and the map with my fanny pack, and since Steph will be looking cute.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, probably.
Okay.
That most definitely will happen at some point in
yes.
time.
Number one.
Was your number two Greece also?
No, that was my number one.
Oh. Okay, what was your number two?
What was my number two? Oh, well, Italy, which
okay.
I've been to the Amalfi Coast, which is just the most beautiful place I've ever been, but I want to go Dolomites, so northern Italy.
Okay.
And also Cinque Terre, which is like the Amalfi Coast, I've heard, but...
You're so fancy when you say those names. I've never heard of them.
Probably not even pronouncing them right.
It's funny when you say them. I've never, like, been... I've been to France, but to me that's, not anything like Italy at all.
No.
But, like, I don't have a strong desire to go there, but I would like to.
Okay, no, you would love it. Have you, like, the island Capri, which I went to?
Oh, yeah.
Time, that's you.
Yeah, you
that's
think
you
so?
In a nutshell, yeah.
I can kind of see it.
See, we spent, like, an hour there, and then the rest of the time was typical Kelly-style spent at, like, Pompeii with my guidebook
okay,
and my
Okay, Pompeii, mask. I really want to go to. I took Latin in high school for 3 years,
yeah.
And I loved learning about, like, Pompeii and all, like, the,
Rome was
like, culture and stuff.
You turn every street in Rome, and it's just, like, history.
Okay, yeah, Rome is cool.
Very cool.
I would like to go see that for sure. Okay, so Kelly and I have these plans that we will eventually backpack across Europe together.
We may kill each other by the second day, but we're gonna do it.
That is true. Probably by the plane ride. But anyway, we will hit those places in Europe. We'll go to Ireland, we'll go to Greece, we'll go to Italy. We will definitely hit all those places if we do go.
Yeah.
I would say. All right, my number one, which is not a surprise, Australia.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Australia so badly.
Make friends with a kangaroo.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't do that, but, like, I mean, no, I'm kidding. But my, both of my brothers, both my older brothers, studied abroad in Australia, and they both literally had the best semesters of their entire lives.
Yeah.
And shout out our other BFF, Katie Carlin, who's in Australia right now. I wish she was home, but she's having the time of her life in Australia. I swear, everyone who goes to Australia has the best time ever.
No, that's like, another place that gets sunburnt.
That is true.
You don't have these considerations in life.
Well, is everywhere in Australia, like, ridiculously sunny?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. The whole Southern Hemisphere thing, like, the seasons are backwards from here, and so I don't really know.
Have you ever watched the show about Bondi Beach lifeguards?
No.
Watch it.
But, like, typical, is it just a typical lifeguard show? Because I feel like that would be funny.
I don't know. But you should watch it. Sharks scare me, though, and I hear they have lots of those.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the wildlife in Australia is just, like, it's gotta have more than just, like, sharks.
Koalas.
I mean, like, aren't there, like, spiders that are, like, I'm huge, sure, like, deadly spiders there?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say it has more than just sharks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Koalas. Like,
oh, also, the thing about Australia, I can't believe I forgot to mention this earlier, the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm.
If you don't believe it, you're kidding yourself, but the Great Barrier Reef is dying. Absolutely. And so if you want to go see it, you gotta see it, like, sometime soon, because that thing is, like, it's dying. I've done multiple research papers and presentations on that.
Is it dying because of the tourists? Why is it dying?
I don't want to get into it completely, but it's a little bit of tourism, but...
So you are going to help.
It's coral bleaching and ocean acidification and all that is, like, a big deal. That can be another podcast episode if you want to get into it.
You know where else this made me think of? I would love to go to Peru.
Yeah?
Except, like, when you go to, like, Machu Picchu and these places, tourism is part of what is causing, like, the erosion of
yeah,
the history.
Right.
So it's, like, a weird, like, moral battle. Do I go mm-hmm. to see it, or do I not go
right.
and call myself a good person?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I understand that. But I think also, like, there's a difference between going to somewhere and being really respectful versus some people
yeah.
going and just, like, being so, like, rude to the people that live there or not understanding the culture
littering.
And, like, littering. Yeah. I just think yeah. that's pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't want to go anywhere where the, like, locals would hate me or, like, you know, anything like that.
Yep. But, you had an honorable mention. What's your honorable
Oh, yeah, I do
mention?
Have an honorable mention. This is going to sound so stupid, and I, like, don't know how I, like, want to interpret this in my own brain, mm-hmm. but, I, like, the Bermuda
Classic
Triangle,
stuff.
The
oh
Bermuda
my
Triangle
God.
Is my honorable mention.
Oh
like, I don't know if it's because I was watching that documentary about aliens the other day, but what? Things go into the Bermuda Triangle and don't come out, and I just wanted to know, like,
hope you go
what...
into the Bermuda Triangle and you don't come
okay,
out.
Okay, that's just rude. If you're gonna speak to me that way, I'm never having you back on my show. Just kidding. I love you. But, like, the Bermuda Triangle is so interesting to me, and my parents actually, like, they had their honeymoon in Bermuda, and they said it was this, like, this honeymoon, like, paradise. It was beautiful. They loved it, and I'm like, if Bermuda is so nice, like, if I'm gonna go to Bermuda and experience all that, I, like, gotta go through at least part of, like, the Bermuda Triangle. Like, I gotta know what's good with that.
See, again, these are
I would
two
love to fly through it. That's why it's an honorable mention.
My parents' honeymoon was in Chile, in the mountains, and they stayed in a little cabin that was, like, in the middle of the mountains that was just, like, mice and wildlife running all through it. So you got the Bahamas parents and you got the mountain parents.
I think that describes our family.
It's a metaphor
really well.
For
it's kind of like the mountains and then the beaches.
Yeah.
Like, you're the mountain people and I'm the beach people.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know how you would
put
that
in
other words.
Can they coexist?
But,
TBD.
Yeah, somehow we bounce each other out to whatever we are now. I mean, just to put it in perspective, Kelly is wearing a Dartmouth College shirt that has a moose on it right now.
That is true. Meese are my friends.
And earlier, I was wearing a t-shirt that had a surfboard on it. So, really, that just explains, like, who we are as people. But, anyway, those are our top three travel destinations. I hope you enjoyed it.
And
hopefully, we'll do another countdown later, or maybe if we ever get to go to these countries, we could talk about it. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for listening.